Five cities are competing to host the 2012 Summer Olympics. Paris, London, Madrid, Moscow, and New York City were selected as finalists yesterday by the International Olympic Committee. American athletes are succeeding in many international sports these days, but commentator Frank DeForge says there are bigger questions about the athletes' behavior.
Among the endless number of lists and rankings that appear in profusion on the sports pages was this tidbit that surfaced the other day. The United States national soccer team is now ranked 8th in the world. The United States number 8 in soccer, ahead of such dyed-in-the-wool football countries as Germany, England, and Italy. This is like the United States being ahead of Saudi Arabia in oil or China in plastic toys. It's just another example of how big we are, how rich in facilities and coaching, that we can casually succeed in a sport that everybody in the world cares more about than we do. And here, too, comes Lance Armstrong going for a sixth straight Tour de France in cycling, another sport that barely dents our consciousness. How many of you listening to me even know the name Michael Phelps? In any other country, he'd be a national idol. His name, as we say, household. He has the choice to be the biggest winner at the Olympics in Athens in August. But if Michael Phelps of Baltimore is recognized about the globe as potentially the greatest swimmer in history, he's a prophet without honor here where we have such an embarrassment of sports riches. Given the fact that most of the world is politically furious at the United States now, allied with our easy athletic success, this is surely not going to be a summer abroad where our sportsmen and women are going to be greeted with much affection. As Wilt Chamberlain observed about himself, nobody loves Goliath. Anyone who heard tens of thousands of Mexicans booing when the Star-Spangled Banner was played at a Mexico-U.S. soccer game a few months ago, many of them roaring, "Osama, Osama, Osama," can understand what sort of public enmity may await our athletes at the Olympics and at other international championships. Manufacturers of U.S. products say that worldwide sales are not yet down in this era of anti-U.S. feelings, but while a can of Mountain Dew is one thing, an athlete in red, white, and blue winning a game is quite another. Furthermore, U.S. athletes have also attracted more wrath because there have been charges that, especially in track and field, we have not applied the same rigorous standards to drug detection that other nations have. Fair or not, there is the sense that the United States is not only grander than everyone else, but sees itself above the rules. Of course, this conveniently matches a view generally held about how we operate diplomatically, so that negative general opinion is only buttressed in sport. The U.S. Olympic Committee is going to suggest to our athletes that they do their best to exhibit humility and sportsmanship. Certainly, we cannot flaunt a lot of flag-wearing or an egregious display of such as that which Charles Barkley pulled off in 1992 in Barcelona when he mugged a skinny basketball opponent from an African team and then chuckled that he couldn't be too sure that he wasn't carrying a spear. We all laughed, if nervously, but obviously we can't afford to truck with that sort of supercilious attitude anymore. Not only the athletes, but American fans abroad would be advised to refrain from chanting, "USA, USA." This summer in sports is probably better a time to accept our dominion graciously rather than to remind our neighbors of it.
The comments of Frank DeForge, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.